An explosive start.
Collingwood Army out of their seats.
An extraordinary finish.
Dom Sheen, what can he do from this pocket?
Now, relive every massive moment.
That is incredible. That is unbelievable.
This is the 2018 AFL Grand Final. Shut up.
This Triple M Footy Classic call for Trade Institute Victoria. Study building and construction from home. Go to tiv.vic.edu.au.
We are beautifully set up, 8.755 apiece, three-quarter time in the granny. Astua, if it is locked up at full time, can you tell us what goes on?
Certainly can. So we'll have a six-minute break firstly. The coaches can address their players accordingly. Then we have 2x5-minute halves, JB, plus time on. And the coaches cannot address any of the players in between the 2x5-minute breaks and extra time.
And if we're still locked up after that, it is golden point.
First score wins.
Righto.
Yep.
And Paul Roos is with us, as is Chris Judd. Gentlemen, what are you seeing?
It's a cracking game, isn't it? Sort of 5-0, then what is it, 8-3, the next in Eagles' favour. So just good players getting on top, I guess. Shuey's been outstanding all day. Elliot Yeo was good that quarter. Kennedy and Darling's come into the game. He was the story that quarter.
Oh, absolutely. And I think it just shows that things aren't permanent. So often you see players view themselves like, I'm a soft player, or I'm a good player. And there would have been question marks if Kennedy was a player that can't stand up in grand finals, but the game doesn't know what's happened in the past. All it knows is what's happening from contest to contest. And for him to be able to clear his head, come out and absolutely dominated that third quarter. He didn't just get involved. He dominated it. Was a huge credit to him, and went a long way to getting West Coast back in a dominant position in this game.
Hey, Jody Kemmis, Warehouse Replay Screen. Very interesting. Lewis Jetta put his arm around Liam Ryan and had a good minute chat to him. Just said, hey, mate, that's one you've got to let go. We need you in this last quarter. He had a very nervous moment, Roosie.
Yeah.
Got to get on with it.
And look, I know we all say it. We've all done it, but we all have.
Yeah.
And it is a case of just moving on. Love what Lewis Jetta did. Put his arm around the young fella and said, don't worry about it. 30 minutes to go, and if you win a premiership, no one will care about it.
This has got a smell of Sydney West Coast.
Yeah.
05, 06, it has. It's that sort of nail-biting, edgier seat. No one knows which way it's going in counter. Here we go. Start this final term. Matt Stevic, good bounce. Lysette Grundy. No one able to be clean. Footy in dispute. Centre of the ground. Cole. And also Pendlebury. And now we'll have another ball up.
I just got a text from my wife. She said exactly the same thing, JB. This has got 05 and 06 written all over it.
It has. You've hardly got any grey hair, Roosie. It only ever came from those 2 days. Main high inside forward 50. Cox just the one hand. To the back, Meyer check. First blood, Magpies. Big, big start to this final term for Collingwood.
Yeah, and McGovern took a risk there, left his man, and I mean, it's easy in hindsight, Juddy, to say it was a bad decision, but he's left his man on the ground, went for a mark, 2-1, ball comes to ground, and his man kicks a goal.
Yeah, it's brutal, isn't it? I still think you've almost got to go for it. If you leave the 1-1 and the Collingwood bloke marks the ball and Mason Cox, I think you left your teammate hanging there. But it shows the importance of score from stoppages. I think this game's going to get messy. All the players out there are tired. To be able to win those stoppages and get them deep, that's going to be the key this last quarter.
What about Brodie Majacek? This time last year, stacking shells, playing for Port Melbourne.
Yeah.
Has now kicked a massive grand final goal. Gives the Pies a 6-point lead. Grundy, light set. Oh, brilliant smother from Adams. And ricochets forward for the Magpies. Levi Greenwood wanted it. Still sideline table. Superb to DeGoey for goal number 3. Oh, Johnny DeGoey's got it. 2 goals, bang, bang, and a big statement, the Magpies. The MCG erupts. Collingwood Army out of their seats. They lead it by 12 points. Triple M scoreboard.
That was the handball of the season from Steel Sidebottom, yep. Roosie. He couldn't even really see that it was on. There was just space there. He knew Jordan DeGoey's got enormous leg power. He almost drew him into that space by handballing there in the first place.
Yeah, a great handball. He picked up a ground ball and just flung it over his shoulder. That's been the move. Sidebottom's gone forward. The goey's gone in. And we know Sidebottom anywhere is super creative. And you can see the power out of stoppage. Centre clearance goal. Huge.
First two to the Maggies. Enormous. And there's a free kick, and it's going against Grundy. Lysette not getting access to the ball. And he just goes high and long inside 50. Vardy to get involved in this marking contest. And he clunks it. 35 out directly in front.
Centre clearance goal. Centre clearance goal. Centre clearance free kick. Shot at goal. So we know how critical they've been. In the first three quarters, Collingwood goal from stoppages were only two. Quarter four, they've already had two clearance stoppage goals.
Massive set shot this to address some real momentum Collingwood are able to build at the start of this final term. Nathan Vardy to the punt road end. 35 out directly in front. He gets right underneath it, but it's straight.
Jeez.
What about that? We're back to one straight kick in the grand final.
It was a funny old kick, Juddy.
Was it ever?
More than we've got a goal a minute. We're on track for 30 goals in the last quarter of a grand final. So who says you can't score in the modern game? At contested marks, West Coast 17 to Collingwood 8. I don't think there's a more important stat in today's footy. It was probably just as important 100 years ago. It's one of those things that's never changed. But to be able to have a big bloke like Vardy there stand up in a big pack of six players, every bit as crucial now as it has been for the last 100 years.
I reckon he nearly fell over when he kicked that, Nathan Vardy. Wobbled its way through. And it doesn't matter how it got there. It got there. And it just continues to deliver this grand final. We're back to 6 points. All important centre clearance coming up. Light set. Slap forward. Got over the top of Grundy. Here's to Goey. Oh, a couple of don't argues. Play on's the call. And he's gone. Play on advantage. Crips to the goal square. He's just got it offline. And a minor score. 67 plays 62. The Pies by 5 points. Triple M scoreboard.
Langdon to himself. And then runs a fair way and then dumps it. Long in the Lysette and Grundy direction. They have a bit of a wrestle in the air. No one able to take it. And then the footy on the ground is locked up. And we will have it thrown in the air. About 60 from the West Coast Eagles goal. Grundy locked up Adams. Chewy's been enormous. It comes to Cripps, who gets a little toe poker inside 50. Darling lassoed the footy. A couple latched onto him. And another stoppage, 45 from home.
Been a good turnaround for Lysette on Grundy. Duke, I reckon that first final, Grundy got on top, but he's just about got the points today, Lysette.
Yeah, I think he has clearly, Juddy. He's been very influential, Scotty Lysette. Had a great job coming in over the top. Liam Duggan's taking a mark. Side bottom, Phil, he was infringed.
I'll tell you what he was. He was knocked over by Marston. He was very stiff there not to get a free kick.
This kick's going to go in the Darling direction. Oh, Main came in from the side. And it took a really strong defensive mark. Chris Main, another great story. Couldn't get a look in his first year at the Magpies. And he's playing an important role in the grand final. Long down the line. Cox!
Well done.
Good contested mark down the line.
He's going to see what he's got to go to. It's not much. So he hangs on and now just steers it. Elliot Yeo in good shape. Side bottom crashes into him. Grundy had a ball to win. Majacek was ripped in a great tackle. Yeo now gets held up in the side bottom tackle and the ball will be bounced or thrown up. Wing half forward for Collingwood, who lead this game by 5 points. Thrown up. Grundy, Lysette, Ryan's had some interesting moments in this game of footy. Comes to Maynard. Left foot connects with it beautifully. Long inside 50. Oh. Oh. Flies in from the side and takes a magnificent mark.
Yeah, we said it before, that both key forwards, Darling and Cox, second half, poor first half, they're both lifted. Really good mark coming back to the fly of the ball.
She's a big kick, this one. He goes back and slots it.
He's generally a pretty reliable kick, isn't he, for a fellow that only picked up the game about 4 years ago.
It's on his max distance, though, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
That 40 metres out.
He goes with a low ball flight normally. He does that here, and he has kicked a goal. Cox gets his second, and the Maggies are back out to an 11-point lead.
The often-used saying, isn't it, that the quick blokes slow down as the game goes on, but if you're 211 centimetres at the start, Duke, it's exactly how tall you are at the end, and he wasn't in a great position to take that mark. He had to run back with the flight of the ball, but because he was on the move, Barras wasn't able to get that early body contact, and that's when they've controlled Mason Cox this afternoon, when they've been able to get early body contact. If you let him run and fly at the ball, he's just too long.
Can't underestimate how big a mark that was, Roosie.
Yeah.
You spent a lot of your time in America. You're married an American. He's got that sort of confidence about him, hasn't he?
Yeah, and look, there's so many great athletes over there that don't get a chance to go on and play professional football. or basketball or whatever, because there's about 1% of college athletes go on the pro. So there's a lot of great athletes, of which Mason is clearly one of them.
And he's performing on our biggest stage here in Australia. Unbelievable scenes. Centre clearance opportunity. The Magpies, succession of handballs. Sire was dispossessed. Now it comes forward via Yo. Here comes Darling at centre forward off his hands. Came back into his lap. Liam Ryan, can he make amends? Decides to stick it to Kennedy. And Kennedy got it in front of Goldsack. Beautiful, controlled, composed kick. And Josh Kennedy, left forward pocket, punt road in. He's going to go the Stevie J round the body style. It's an acute angle. They're charging at him off the mark. Kennedy steps out, bent it around. He hit it superbly. Couldn't have kicked it any better. Kennedy kicks goal number three. And we are back to a five-point Magpie lead. Triple M scoreboard.
What a centre clearance goals this quarter, too, man.
unbelievable. Yeah, two goals, one to the Eagles. Three goals to the Magpies. So five majors from centre clearances.
Yeah, amazing, isn't it?
And well done to Ryan too. He had that fumble in the marking contest and he fumbled a ground ball, and you were starting to wonder, is this going to ruin the rest of his game? But he was clean there. Just gave the kick a nice amount of air for Kennedy to run onto. So now that he's done a positive thing after that contest he would have been disappointed with, he'll be back in the game.
Another centre clearance to Collingwood. High ball forward. Barris focused hard on the footy and took a very, very nice mark. He's got Redden spreading for him. Gets to him on the wing. Venables further afield. Didn't want to go there. Redden's become a really important player for the West Coast Eagles. Goes long and high down the line. Vardy! Handball off to Sheed. Sheed goes to the top of the square. Rioli in a wrestle. Hoskin Elliott gets back there in support and the footy goes over.
Gee, great mark. Gee, some of the contested marking, Juddy, we've seen today has been phenomenal.
Yeah, he's been outstanding, Vardy, as well.
Hard to defend Nathan Vardy when he extends up at the footy like that. And the West Coast now get a look at a boundary throw-in. Deep in attack, 10 minutes into the last quarter. Five-point lead, the Magpies. Picked up by Hoskin Elliott. Clears defensive 50. Mason Cox gave an appropriate contest. Picked up, though, by Cole. Squeezing handball back to Hearn. A little one-step kick into forward 50. Sheed. Main did pretty well. Made sure it was a contest. Ball at ground level. Umpires letting it go. Lecrae in there. Main back in there. Still letting it go. Sheed in an arm wrestle. And eventually it will be thrown up right on the edge of forward 50. West Coast trail 68-73.
Just with Darling and Cox, the bottom three ranked players on the ground. Well, they ranked 1 and 2 in the second half. That was in the first half they were.
Side bottom, rare error from him. That's out in the full. Just watching the way the umpires keep the whistle away in this grand final. Why in God's name footy isn't umpired like this every week? I have no idea.
Couldn't agree more.
It is such a better game. We scream for it every year and they keep paying 50-plus. Cole, long ball, wide ball. Darling, hands extended, just couldn't hang on. And the ball's going to be thrown in right forward pocket. Punt road end, 68-73, Magpies by 5 points.
Thrown in ball. West Coast have some time in their forward 50 to apply some pressure. Vardy and Grundy, neither ruckman got a clean hit out on it. Phillips has got Cripps wrapped up in a strong tackle. They let it go out wide. Vardy athletically got boots of ball. Here's Darling. Front and centre, Liam Ryan. What? And Ryan bends it through. No. Thought it was home. Just nicked the goalpost for a minor score. 73-69, 4-point lead to the Pies. Triple M scoreboard.
How to bring it back in. They're now starting to really pour the pressure on here, West Coast, but Collingwood have just stood up all game. It's been amazing. Elliot Yeo's going to get a run at this. Takes the mark, 55 from home. You've just got to ask if they can hold up. They lead this game by 4 points. Yo goes long. Darling has a run at it. It's into the behind post, so it'll be a deep ball in.
Triple M rock in the grand final, thanks to McDonald's. The West Coast camped inside their forward 50. Can they get a major from it? Grundy in front. Vardy worked him under it. Rioli twisting. Wrapped up by Crisp. And again, a lot of time in forward 50.
Yeah, since half time, it's 29-14 inside 50s in favour of the Eagles.
Slapped to Redden. Just couldn't get his kick away. Ryan can't keep it in, and we'll have another boundary throw in. about a metre around from the behind post punt road end.
Just a huge amount of numbers at this stoppage, JB, but at the last minute, West Coast are pretty good at dragging their men away and creating little small portholes to run into.
So the boundary throw in shallow again. Vardy gets to it. Clean possession. Lacrosse taken. Through came Hutchings, was unable to get boot to ball. And that is going to be marked by Jeremy Howe just inside the field of play.
Still deep in defence, the Magpies, and Howe's decided he's going to chance his arm. He's going to come out members' side. It looked a little shaky, that kick. But in the end, it found the intended target, Phillips. Still inside defensive 50 now. Mason Cox, the outlet target. Oh, well played, Mason Cox. He has stood up on a really good defender, taking a big contested mark at halfback. Huge play. Pops it down the line. McGovern's going to come in. Ford couldn't get it. Majacek did well. Degoe has surged it over right through the interchange race. Members wing side. MCG, 14 gone the final term. It is a four-point lead to the Magpies. Nice. Duman.
Yeah, Cox, number one ranked player since halftime. Seven disposals, six marks and two majors.
A couple of massive outlet marks from Mason Cox. Here's Redden. Off a step. Goes long towards Darling and Howe, and Howe did brilliantly well. As two of their really good defensive mark taken by Jeremy Howe. He doesn't kick that ball well at all. Shuey reads it best off the boot. He's got the leading lane here, Kennedy. The ball's going to track him over the back. And Flying Ryan just stayed at home and took a chest mark 25-30 from home. Liam Ryan.
Yeah, Goldsack sort of misjudged that. He pushed Kennedy underneath the ball. As we saw in the Triple M Chemist Warehouse, he pushed him under the ball and forgot where the ball was landing, and it was Crisp versus Ryan.
This kick to give the West Coast Eagles the lead in the final term of a grand final. Liam Ryan almost directly in front to the punt road end. And he has missed it to the right. Wow. Massive miss.
Can see the pressure start to build, JB. And Jeremy Howe's the other one down that end. His last two kicks for Collingwood have been real scrubbers, and that one led to the repeat entry there for West Coast.
Here's the fullback kicking option. So he kicks it to himself, looks for Grundy. Fisted away in the end by Lysette pretty easily. So the West Coast keep it in their forward half of the ground. Boundary throwing.
Forward 50 entries this term, Ash.
West Coast 11, Collingwood 3. The two men just passed that to me.
And those three have resulted in goals.
Yeah. Collingwood won the quarter by 3 points to date.
Boundary throw in, half forward. Brilliantly taken by Adams, but he's wrapped up in a tackle. Did he release the footy just? Phillips got it, but it's going to come back through Hearn. So they just cannot exit D50, as it's called these days, Collingwood. It seems to just trampoline back in there. Hearn. Didn't really get much on that kick, so it's going to land at centre half.
Oh, Maynard.
And Kennedy just came in and took an uncontested mark.
Yeah, Maynard sort of was too focused on his man, and the ball dropped short. It was pretty hard for Goldsack because...
Needed some voice there, Roosie, didn't he, really? Like, there were other teammates that could see that unfolding. Is justified to be wanting to stick on Ryan, especially...
No, I agree. It wasn't necessarily Maynard's fault because he just didn't really have the awareness. Yeah. Someone needed to yell, you've got to go.
Got three on the afternoon, Josh. And that's not going to be four. He hasn't hit that well at all. Long ball, fisted through for a behind. 71-73, Collingwood by 2 points.
Even the points feel like they matter for something at this stage, Duke.
Sure do, Johnny. Special comments. Chris Judd, Paul Roos, got an outstanding job on Triple M footy. Maynard to Mason Cox. Barris this time. Effective fist. Kennedy attacked at full chest. At Penderbury's quick handball was good. Out to Greenwood. Adams wants it out of there. Can they get through? Stevenson, the only option. The young rising star winner. On his back, got boot to ball. A lot of numbers with the West Coast. Hutchings tracking the boundary line. Stevenson came back in. Well played. To going with a chipper. Majacek's got to go.
Oh, goal.
Good mark, Roosie.
50.
And 50.
Yeah.
What's that going to mean in this game?
Yeah, great courage from the young fella. Read the ball really quickly off the boot, didn't he?
Marked it uncontested, wraps him up, takes him again.
Yeah, it had to be a 50.
Jeez, that's
Thank
big.
Just
so this young man, Tommy Cole, He's going to be kicking from outside 50, so it's not a shot on goal, you don't think. He just goes with the set-up kick. Darling to fly high from behind. Ground-level ball. Lacroix can't access it. Handball back to Langdon, deep in his own defensive area. Thumps it out of there. Cox to fly. Just couldn't hang on. Now it's a big ball to win. The pig Greenwood unable to do so. Redden had to try and find Barris. He did. Barris sits a high one forward. Darling to get involved in the air again. Rioli ground level. Tunnelled a little bit by Kennedy. Main gets wrapped up in a big, big tackle and it's going to be thrown in the air.
What about this from the West Coast Eagles? They are just pounding the ball inside their forward 50. What has it been to, man?
They've had the last 10 entries. Collingwood haven't been inside for 12 minutes.
They are just holding up. Phillips' kick is going to be marked inside forward 50, and it's Marston.
Good body work there from Marston. He's not normally an overhead marking player. He just put a little nudge on Hoskin Elliott.
So sheer weight of numbers here. Can Chris Marston step up and give his side, the West Coast Eagles, the lead? Couldn't get a game in the back half of 2017. This man, no bigger moment in his career. This is his 198th game of AFL football. It's a 40-metre shot. Punt road in. The MCG, Marston leans back. Ordinary-looking kick. And a minor score, 73-72. Pies by a point. 8 minutes to go in the grand final.
Main, in his own defensive area, slips it over the top to Hoskin Elliott. Inside, defensive 50 still. It will be one of the great performances if Collingwood can win this game of footy.
Oh.
Kick across the face, just got to Jeremy Howe. Like, literally a metre from his own goal. So Ryan's got to come back a little bit. Now Howe goes for a penetrating ball and finds Phillips. With this little ball inside 50, if they can find a way to win it, it will be just extraordinary. Phillips high. Hutchings got to focus on the footy. Did so well.
Every 50-50 is going towards the Eagles now, isn't it? Particularly marking.
Hutchings goes. Nice ball too. Gets to Hearn. Outside 50. Hearn. Got a couple of big, big targets if he wants to go long. He does. In really good shape is Darling. The fist came. Lacroix, can he get access to the footy? No. Big ball here to win, and Collingwood did brilliantly.
Oh, their defence has been amazing. Chris now kicks it to the wing. They've got some space out here. Majacek had some run from Stevenson. One-on-one. It's DeGoey. McGovern fisted it away. Good discipline effort. Wants the boundary line. Got to go back after it. Jeremy McGovern. Courageous effort. Slides towards the boundary line. Finally, the Magpies are inside their forward 50. Farco wrapped up in a tackle. Let's get down and early.
Josh Thomas has limped off the ground with a lower left leg injury. He's gone into the rooms in the hands of the doctor.
Rob Jane T-Mart's Tyron Wheel specialist down there. Can they score from their fourth entry? Astounding, Collingwood being able to stay in this game of footy. Here's Hoskin Elliott. Sits it up. Big Mason at the back. It bounces through. What the hell?
Score review. I thought it was touched on the contest here. Score review.
So, score review.
But why is it a score review? Didn't the umpire just say it was
touched there? Yeah.
Well, the goal umpire called touched as well. So, why are we reviewing it? The game, particularly in the grand final, momentum, etc., etc.
So, it's a point, and we're back out to 2 points, and we've got 6.5 left in the grand final.
Drama everywhere. You can't believe this grand final. It's one for the ages. Shannon Hearn from full back. Massive pack at half back. Luke Stewie. Oh, side bottom got him. Big effort. Still side bottom. It was a bit of a gang tackle. They might pay it to Jeremy Howe. And so a huge play. Stewie was away. And now this is going to come back inside 50. Mason Cox looms large. Oh, he's got it. He's got it again.
Jeez.
Just contrast it, Duke, with the way West Coast are banging it. 55 metres in deep every time. It's just so much more predictable for the opposition defenders to read. That kick for Collingwood, they just lowered the eyes and gave Mason that room to run. That's why they're being so much more efficient down there.
He's got the whole family out here, Mason Cox from Texas.
Blood rule, I think, big Duke.
Well, we've lauded the West Coast defence all day, but Collingwood have had five inside 50s. And this will be their fifth scoring shot. So every single time they've gone in, they're 3 goals, 1 for 4 entries. Now, this is the fifth, so they could go 4 goals, 1 with 5 entries. West Coast have had 15 for 2.5 goals.
I always think that he's just on his range, Mason Cox, but he's kicking these low darts, Juddy, that are just finding a way to wobble through.
Doesn't know that's not how you're meant to kick it, does he?
Two set shot misses at this end. It's scripted that this goes through.
100,000 here at the MCG. Everyone on the edge of their seat. And it's an American who holds a grand final in his hands at the moment. 47-metre effort. It's going to go across the face. Juggling marking attempt. Mychek thinks he's claimed it. Umpire says off hands. And so it will be a thrown up ball. 5.5 minutes remaining in the grand final. The Magpies by 2 points. This is about a metre out from their goal.
Jeez, if they jag one here, it's a long way back. Ball up, Vardy, Grundy. Grundy just tried to force it through with his body as much as anything else. Second ball up. Just extraordinary scenes at the MCG in the grand final. Grundy, Vardy to a dangerous spot. Treloar, Degoe! Degoe! Snap high, can't hang on, hasn't got the trip. They'll get another look through Degoe. Now Adams misses. Had more room than he thought he had, and that's out in the full.
Yeah, he could have probably kicked a drop punt, couldn't he? Had a bit more, but, I mean, that's that perceived pressure of the grand final.
Is there some pressure at the moment? Rusey, Juddy, what about this? It is just unbelievable. Lewis Jetta from almost his own goal line. We're right on 5 minutes remaining in this grand final. He gets it to half back. The Magpies fist it forward. Taylor Adams can't keep it in. So 11-8-74 Collingwood, 10-12-72 West Coast. There's your Triple M scoreboard. And a tick under 5 minutes remaining in the 2018 grand final.
Thrown in ball. Collingwood have just been so impressive to stand up. Handball comes to Hutchings. Around the body, it's going to bounce for Langdon. It didn't bounce nicely for him. He goes back and finds it, however. Hoskin Elliott retreats back to Howe. His high ball to half forwards, a huge one to win. Sheed gets his hands clear. The clearance comes to West Coast, and it finds Kennedy. Kennedy on the run looking for Ryan. Gets closed down by Goldsack. Huge one-on-one win for Collingwood. They exit again. High ball forward. They've got an outnumber here. Mychek. Hands to it. Couldn't take it. Hutchings gets the handball back. And that ball's out of play. It'll be thrown in out of side.
Gee, great effort by Goldsack. He read that so quickly and got across to look like Liam Ryan was by himself. It was a terrific effort.
Superb play. Triple M special comments. Chris Judd, Paul Roos. 4:21 remaining in the grand final. Magpies by 2 points. Half forward for the Collingwood Footy Club. Boundary throw in. Shuey's gone. Taylor Adams got him. Incorrect disposal. And now the Magpies, can they score from this entry? McGovern set himself 20 metres out, Juddy.
Yep.
He's eyeing off an intercept mark. Mason Cox down there. McGovern, Mychek over the top. 20 metres out. Good tackle, Barco. And it will be thrown up. 20 metres out. City end. It's the Magpies by 2 points.
It's at the right end of the ground for a while. They stood up for so long, Collingwood. Now they can impact on the scoreboard. Sheed couldn't hang on. And then he was taken out of it. It got to Adams. His kick was smothered. About 10 out. Now Degoe. His kick was smothered. Desperate defending. Ball pinging around. No one able to be clean. In comes Kennedy. Taken in the Grundy tackle. Footy on the ground. Still no one able to be clean. It spits out to Cripps. Ball gets to Cripps. Amazing how that can happen. And he's taken it just inside the defensive 50 line. But he's not got much on. He's got to go long down the line. Ryan's got to impact this. Well done.
He's a bad kick.
Yeah. Well done. Great defensive mark taken by Crisp.
98th game in a row for Jack Crisp. And he came up with a massive play. Goes to halfback, still side bottom. They're just going a little defensive here, the Magpies. He sends it back to halfback to Crisp. And they're taking some time off the clock. We're down to 3 minutes. Only a 2-point ball game. There's another goal in this grand final. It might be the one that wins it. Grundy and Vardy out of side centre wing.
Jeez.
Chance out here now. Treloar picked it up. Gets on the left foot. Kicks it inside 50. Mychek, McGovern. Huge defensive mark.
Now he's got to exit with the kick. He's got Vardy on. He gets to him on the wing. The big man. Has he got anything to go to further afield? He likes the look of Ryan. Hands on it. Couldn't take it. He did take it in the end. Big mark, Liam Ryan. He wants to just get and go. He does. Massages it to a one-on-two. Sheed's got it. Thought about playing on.
Oh, he did play on.
Now he goes back with the footy. Jeez, this is a tough kick. He is hemmed in the pocket. We've got 2 minutes left in the grand final.
Very stiff Maynard not to get a free kick.
Yeah, he was.
Whoa, he was blocked off the footy.
So, Dom Sheed, what can he do from this pocket? Set shot, left footer. It is good. That is incredible. Oh. That is unbelievable. Dom Sheed threads it from the pocket, and West Coast are just in front with 2 minutes left.
Well, Liam Ryan dropped the mark in the third quarter, Juddy, and you made the comment. It's not about dropping that mark. It's about what you do after that. And he's taken an absolute cracking mark on the back of Jerry McGovern's contested mark.
And now no one forgets the poor contest, do they? But he's had his moment. He's had his impact. And Dom Sheed's just been outstanding as well. Chairman, what's been his numbers?
He's had 31 disposals, thrown 8 clearances and a major.
Incredible.
West Coast Eagles have only been in front 5 minutes of the game, and now, Roosie, they just get everyone back.
Yeah, look, this is the trick, isn't it? I mean, it's 1:45 to go, so if you get a forward entry if you're West Coast, the ball's coming straight back.
Grundy, this clearance might determine the grand final. Can the Pies get it their way? Here comes Willy Rioli, picked up by Maynard. Awkward handball. Barty's going to get it. Squeezes it back to Cripps.
Oh, big
Cripps
moment.
Short to Kennedy. Kennedy's going to play on. They're storming forward.
Oh, he missed the target.
He missed it. Horrible bounce. Maynard came in. No free kick. West Coast are going to send it forward by Ashui. Out the back.
No.
Jack Darling. Oh, he dropped it.
Oh.
Jack Darling. Can they get it back to Cripps? Smothered off the boot. Rioli back there. Amazing tackle on the goal. Darling, what's happened there?
That's the grand final in his hands. And he's rocked a foot. Extraordinary.
It had a sense of romance about it, didn't it?
Extraordinary. We're going to get a ball up about a metre out. Grundy, Vardy, side bottom, wants to concede and does.
Wow.
That is unbelievable.
Well, you talk about composure. All Eagles had to do was hold one of those marks in that chain.
Yeah.
We've now got 58 seconds left. They've got to go coast to coast. And Maynard just wants to pound it long down the ground. He aims a barrel. Doesn't hit it particularly well, and Shuey marks it. And now they've just got to find someone out. They've got Ryan out. But they don't want to use it. And the seconds start ticking down. They've got sideways options. Surely they've got to take one of them.
Well, I think the umpire straightened him up.
So 45 seconds left.
Gee. Can you give him 30 seconds?
Elliot Yeo standing by himself behind. He just needs to kick it back.
Just go sideways. Instead of that, he sits it up. Vardy to come screaming at the footy. Kennedy went and got it and then got claimed. And the ball's locked in and we've got 20 seconds left.
Time for the Pies to go coast to coast. It's going to take something extraordinary. It has been one of the great grand finals. 25 seconds. Eagles deep in attack. Grundy flicks it out the back. West Coast want to hold it up. Adams chases after it. Maynard, precious seconds, tick off the clock. 18 seconds. Yes. West Coast by 5 points. And a boundary throw in 20 metres around from the Eagles' goal.
Every single thing has got to go right from here for the Collingwood Footy Club to grab one of the most improbable victories of all time. But it's Vardy to the front. Pendlebury kicked it up for grabs. It's going to bounce in front of Elliot Yeo. They've just got to find someone wearing the same jumper. Kick to half forward. No one able to take the mark. Redden had a little play on it on the ground. There's the siren. The West Coast Eagles have won the 2018 AFL Grand Final in one of the more extraordinary games you will ever see. Look at those boys on screen. They were beaten in 2015 horribly. They have responded with a come-from-behind win in the grand final. They were 5 goals zipped down, and they win it in the end by 5 points.
Unbelievable effort from the Eagles. We talk about them, Juddy. Like, they were 5-0 down. We talked about their body language. We talked about the mistakes they'd made. We talked about how they were really struggling with their game style. Full credit to them. I mean, they really turned around. Luke Shuey, outstanding. Their leader's fantastic. McGovern intercept mark. Hearn really straightened his game up after that. Darling's second half was was outstanding. So, look, full credit to the Eagles. They looked down and dusted in the first quarter. What a great comeback. What a great effort.
It was outstanding, wasn't it? In the first quarter, you felt they were almost only one more goal away, Collingwood, from almost putting the nail in the coffin at that stage of the game. And even in that last quarter, Collingwood came right out of the box. Got a couple of early goals, but you were waiting for one team to buckle, for one team to say it's all gotten too hard. But to both footy clubs' credit, they didn't waver throughout the whole game.
This Triple M Footy Classic call for Trade Institute Victoria. Study building and construction from home. Go to tiv.vic.edu.au. For McDonald's.
Triple M rocks footy.
Get your exclusive AFL Team 2020 Captain's Cards from Macca's. Free with any family box purchase.